Welcome back, everybody, to Your Money Matters. I'm Elise Glink, sitting in for John Hansen. Delighted to have you here today. Katie Hill joins us right now. She has a startup called Unlisted, which notifies people whose houses aren't for sale that somebody's interested in buying it anyway. And you know what? She sweetens the note with a batch of cookies. In fact, she sent one to us over at the station, and it just looked amazing. Katie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's very nice to have you here. As you probably know, real estate is the thing that I'm known for, and I love this idea that even if your house isn't listed, somebody may want to buy it.
That's right, exactly. Actually, the idea for Unlisted was born from a personal experience that I had. During the pandemic, when all of the swimming pools were closed, I noticed that the house across the street had a pool in its yard, and it was well hidden behind a high fence and a bunch of bushes. But my interest was piqued, you know, and I just thought, oh man, a pool would be so nice right now. And it took me about a year, but I did eventually get up the guts to walk across the street when the neighbor was out cutting his grass and say, hey, you know, just so you know, I'm interested in your house. If you ever think of selling it, you know, please keep me in mind. And I didn't know what he was going to say to that, how he was going to respond, but much to my surprise, his face lit up, and he said that he was planning on retiring within the year, and that they were actually headed down to Asheville, North Carolina that weekend to look for retirement properties, and that, you know, he was absolutely excited to know that I was interested. And so we talked a little bit further, and I asked for a right of first refusal, and he agreed, and we shook hands, and I walked across the street, more like skipped across the street, and just thought we should be doing this more often. You know, we should be talking about our plans, and we might be able to line up some win-wins. And
so I have to tell you, that's a great story, and it's very similar to the way that my husband Sam and I bought our house 28 years ago, where we were driving around, and we saw this house, and we thought, oh, I wonder if that house is for sale, because that's a really cool house. And, you know, we, at the time, it was sort of listed, and, you know, we couldn't come to terms with the seller. And then a few months later, we drove back around again, and we knocked on the door, and he was ready to make a deal. And in fact, as I think about this, the first co-op we bought on Lakeshore Drive, even before that, there was nothing for sale when we were looking back in 1989. I'm really dating myself. But there was literally nothing for sale, and we sent letters around in the building that we had decided that we wanted to live in, and we said, hey, if you're interested in selling, give us a call. So you have taken this, and you formalized this, and you actually, I understand, won a University of Chicago Alumni New Venture Challenge Award. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Polsky Center at the University of Chicago hosts a lot of different pitch competitions so that they can, you know, help support new ideas, new innovations in the Chicago area. And this one in particular was for alumni. And so I got to work with the Polsky Center and all of their amazing advisors that they have to sort of, you know, more formalize my idea. And they asked a lot of really good, hard questions to make sure I had really thought through the business model, and then ultimately pitched the idea and won the global competition. So it was really, really cool.
That's exciting. And so how does it work with realtors? How does the whole process actually work? Because, you know, you personally can't go around sneaking around to see if people have pools and knocking on their doors for everybody else, right? So what did you do? You probably built an app or a website?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we built a website. The minimum viable product, as we call it, our MVP, is a website where a buyer can enter the address of a house that they love, and then they can draft a little note to the homeowner, just like what you did in your Lakeshore Drive co-op. Mm-hmm. And then, but you know, it's saved digitally, and they can also then put in their timeline to move. And then we package that up, like what I sent to you, you know, in a beautiful gold package with some cookies, and send that off to the address that they were interested in. But what's happening there in the background is that the website is retaining all that information. So like where maybe some of your letters got shoved in drawers, you know, and then 3 years later when somebody was ready to sell, they couldn't find you. The idea is that the website saves that. And in the letter to the homeowner, they get an invite code that brings them right back to our website and connects them to the buyer so that the two parties can chat anonymously and securely and see if there's, you know, if there's a deal to be had or not.
And how do you make money with that?
Yeah, great question. So the buyers do pay $25 for that cookie mailing that you got. Mm-hmm. And that's for two reasons. One, that covers the cost of our mailing. And two, it sort of, you know, encourages the buyers have some skin in the game. So they're not just going to freely spam, you know, any and every house. They have to be a little bit thoughtful about it, which is important for us because we don't want to waste the homeowner's time. Right. So that's one way that we make money. But kind of to your earlier question about how we work with realtors, is that I always saw that there would be an opportunity for if people were in the chat and it looked like they were going to be able to do a deal, that they might want to pull professionals in to help them get that deal across the finish line. And so we talked to realtors about, you know, if they would be interested in purchasing those leads. And actually, I just came from a meeting today with Chris Kinsella, one of the top performers at Guaranteed Rate, about that mortgage originators are also interested in this, where, you know, the buyer's expression of interest is a little bit more serious if they're, for example, pre-qualified. And so we can work with mortgage lenders to try to bring that along. And then in addition to that, we also have some realtors who are purchasing promo codes from us and gifting those to their buyer clients who haven't been able to find properties on the market over the course of this really tight, you know, market that we've been in for the last couple of years. And so rather than their buyer having to get out their credit card when they're ready to send a mailer, they enter the gifted promo code from the agent. And then their agent is covering the cost for them to go ahead and do this outreach. It's important to me right now that there's still always a buyer, an actual buyer behind every one of those mailers. And so we're retaining that, but we're also sort of still being able to engage the agents.
I just love this. It occurred to me that you could have a poor homeowner bombarded with cookies, because you could have several, you know, a really great house in a really great neighborhood, and there could be like 100 people who want to get in and make an offer, and this poor homeowner would be bombarded with cookies. How do you protect against that?
Yeah, that's actually a really great point. And what we find is that some of those really like standout homes, the ones that everybody dreams about, the homeowners already know that they're desirable because they are getting those letters in their mailbox, you know?
Yeah.
So oftentimes they have a sense for that already, but we do, since we're technology driven, we do have the option for a homeowner can always go in and opt out. So right now you have the opportunity to go ahead and claim your property. And what that does is it allows us to just email you right away in addition to sending you the cookies, but you'll get a heads up a little bit faster because we're able to communicate with you electronically. But then within that, you can also have the option to just opt out and say, please don't send me any of that anymore. And then we won't. And that, there's no harm, no foul with that.
No more cookies. I'm diabetic. Katie Hill's startup is called Unlisted. How do people find you, Katie?
Sure. They can find us at unlistedinc.com, unlistedinc.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing this. Best of luck to you. It sounds like it's going to be a terrific business for you.
Thank you, Elise. Have a great week.
Thank you. You do the same.